transcribed.
From Hollywood, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis are brought to you by Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia, by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor, by Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too, and by Chesterfield, the cigarette that's much milder with the added protection of no unpleasant aftertaste. No unpleasant aftertaste confirmed by a leading research organization. And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Well, hi, folks. Well, sir, it's time for some songs, some laughs, and a little light banter with our special guest of the evening. I see that my partner isn't among these present, so in the hopes that I sneak it in before he gets here, let's go down yonder.
Down yonder, someone beckons to me. Down yonder, someone reckons on me. I seem to see a racing memory between the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. One is sure, I miss you more and more every day, my sunny land. Oh, you're simply grand down yonder when the folks get the news. Don't you wonder at the hullabaloo? There's Grampy and Granny, there's Ephraim and Sammy, waiting down yonder for me. There's Grampy and Granny, there's Ephraim and Sammy, waiting down yonder, waiting down yonder, waiting down yonder for me.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now I'd like to...
Hey, Dean, down yonder where your birdie goes.
Well, now, what is it with you, Jerry? Every time you walk out, it's bedlam and confusion.
Bedlam and confusion? Whatever happened to Martin and Lewis?
Honestly, Jerry, you get me so mad that I'm actually beside myself.
Yeah? What are you going to call yourselves, Martin and Martin?
Has it ever occurred to you... Has it ever occurred to you that you're being downright cantankerous?
Has it ever occurred to you that I don't know what cantankerous means?
You know, Jerry, I'd get so mad for 2 cents, I'd give up the whole thing.
2 cents?
Yeah.
I'll see that and raise you five.
I'll call with a pair of aces. What do you got?
I have a full house.
You have a full house?
Yeah, Aunt Jean and Uncle Barney are here for the winter.
Look, Jerry, I don't care about your family.
Now you did it, boy. That's the last insult. That's the straw that broke the camel's foot.
You mean a camel's back?
No, foot. It was a low throw.
Well, Jerry, if you're that unhappy, there's only one thing to do. Let's dissolve the partnership.
Dissolve the partnership?
Yes, Jerry. We're all washed up. Finished.
We're...
Yes?
We're actually...
Why must we repeat this so often?
I don't know about you, but I'm cleaning between the teeth.
Oh. Stop, Jerry. I surrender. No more arguments. Now what do we do?
You remember a long time ago when we did that dramatic scene between a father and a son?
Yes.
Well, a lot of people wrote us and asked us if we would do it A-game for them. So I thought, if it's okay with you, then it's okay with me, too.
Nice man. All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry and I give you our impression of a father trying to put his small son to sleep.
Little man, you're crying.
I'm only 2 years old. I'm entitled.
I know why you're blue.
There's sand in my talcum powder.
someone took your kitty car away.
It was Mother. She's hated me for years.
Better go to sleep now.
I can't. I'm on the night shift.
Little man, you've had a busy day.
What busy? I was up at 5, burned down the garage, pushed Grandma into the garbage disposal, cut paper dolls out of the living room rug. I was due at 10 o'clock, and I've been loafing all day.
You've been playing soldier?
Who's playing? We're shipping out tonight.
The battle has been won.
It was easy. I used real bullets.
The enemy is out of sight.
They just haven't any guts.
Come along there, soldier.
Take your filthy hands off me.
Put away your gun.
Just one shot at Mother.
The war is over for tonight.
That's what you think. I set a time bomb under Herbie's crib.
Time to stop your scheming.
Someone has to think around here. Good heavens, if I left things up to you last week, you didn't even heat the milk.
Time your day was through.
It ain't even dark yet, Dad.
Can't you hear the bugle softly say?
Do you really think that bugle talks?
Time you should be dreaming.
I'll have a nightmare. I just saw Uncle Milty.
Little man, you slipped that in on me. You've had a busy day.
I'm getting sleepy. Little man, you've had a busy day.
Well, now that we've had our busy day, let's turn some business over to Jimmy Wallington.
Thanks, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, no matter what you now take for headache relief, we urge you to try Anacin for the incredibly fast relief these tablets bring the next time you're suffering from a headache. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way discover the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pain of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. So the next time a headache strikes, take Anacin for this wonderfully fast relief. Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin. At any drug counter in handy boxes of 12 and 30. Economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100.
Well, every singer has a different method of picking songs that are good for him. I've been using a system the past year or so that has given me a pretty good batting average. When I want to do a song, I just turn to Mac Gray, my recording manager, and if he nods his head, I sing. If he shakes his head, I forget it. Well, Mac Gray gave 5 emphatic nods to this one, which should make it a 5-star special. So, Ricardo, if you don't mind...
Your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye. It's no secret you'll feel better if you cry. When waking from a bad dream, don't you sometimes think it's real? But it's only false emotions that you feel. If your heartache seems to hang around too long, and your blues keep getting bluer song. Remember, sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. So let your hair down and go on and cry. Remember, sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. So let your hair down and go on and
right now, let's all listen to the wonderful voice of Mr. Jimmy Wallington.
Thanks, Dean. And now here's something of interest to everybody.
For breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Dentine tastes so good.
Dentine freshens your breath.
Dentine helps keep your teeth sparkling clean and white.
Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Before you go out, and always after eating, drinking, smoking, refresh your breath with Dentine. You'll love Dentine chewing gum, for Dentine has a wonderful, tingling, nippy flavor that lingers on and on. It's delicious. And remember, Dentine helps keep your teeth white, too. Keep Dentine handy. You'll enjoy refreshing your breath when you chew Dentine. So, for breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, our guest tonight is one of Hollywood's finest actors. We've all enjoyed his wonderful portrayals in Born Yesterday, Sunset Boulevard, and many other great motion pictures, such as his current Paramount release, Submarine Command. Let's all say hello to our very good friend, William Holden.
Thank you, folks. Hi, Dean.
Bill, it's really very good to have you with us tonight, but tell me, what's with that new haircut? Why so short?
Well, Dean, we're starting to film Stalag 17, and the story takes place in a German prisoner of war camp, so all the players have to wear the short crew cuts.
You know, it's almost like my partner's haircut. I'll bet...
Hey, Dean, have you seen my...
Dean, you have another partner!
Bill, I guess you know. This is Jerry Lewis.
Oh, I know who it is. Now tell me, what is it?
See how you affect people? You talk like a man with two heads, Jerry.
Yeah, well, if I have two heads, what's my other one doing on him?
Listen, kid, if I happen to look like you, believe me, no one regrets it any more than I do.
Yeah, so how come you got your hair cut like me?
Well, it's not exactly like you. I understand yours is cut from the inside.
Now, don't you let him bother you, Bill. Just sort of brush him right off, you know.
Nobody brushes me off, buddy. The name of this act is Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, not Dean Martin and Lint.
Now, let's not have any private feuds, Jerry. Right now, say hello to Bill Holden.
All righty, so you're Holden.
That's right.
Well, put it down.
Put what down?
I don't know. Whoever you're holding.
Oh. Jerry. Let's not kid with Phil Holden. He happens to be one of our finest actors.
Gee, I didn't realize he was a movie star. Hey, Mr. Holden, hey, you must know all the other movie stars, huh?
Yes, I do.
You do? Well, tell me, is Ava Gardner really Frank Sinatra's nursemaid?
Well, I,
Is Cary Grant's dimple really an ingrown wart?
Well, you...
When Rita Hayworth poses for cheesecake, do they really cover her with sour cream?
Dean, I imagine you have quite a time with this idiot.
Never mind the imagining, buddy. Just read what it says on a paper.
You know something, Dean? If this kid had curls, I'd swear he was another Judy Holliday.
Here now. I won't have anyone say I'm like Judy Holliday. I saw her in Born Yesterday, and she played like she was real dumb and mixed up and muddle-headed and... and then she's dumb and everything. And you know what?
What?
I know what you mean.
Say, Bill, since you did the picture, too, what say we whip up a batch of Born Yesterday right now?
Well, that's okay with me, Dean. Let's ring up the curtain.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the outstanding movies last year was Columbia Pictures' superb comedy, Born Yesterday. For those of you who may have missed it, we take great pleasure in presenting the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis version of this great screen achievement. In tonight's production, the part of Paul will be recreated by William Holden. Brock, the millionaire junk dealer, will be played by Dean Martin. And the part of Billy, the adorable creature that no man can resist, will be played by...
Well, don't just sit there. Somebody hand me an eyebrow pencil.
Our scene is the lavish Washington Hotel suite of Brock Barton. Brock seems to be looking for Billy.
Billy! Billy! Where are you?
I'm over here, Brock, sipping a martini.
Martini, but your glass is empty.
I like them very dry.
Hey! What's that on your finger? Billy, did you buy another diamond?
I couldn't help it. This morning I looked at myself in the mirror, and I was so beautiful, I proposed.
Hey, Billy, where were you all day at?
I went to see the African Queen with Humphrey Hepburn.
Don't you mean Humphrey Bogart?
Good gracious, was he in it too?
Well, I got a guy that's going to teach you some intellect. He's going to be your tutor.
My tutor? What do you think I am, a bugle?
Never mind. Hey, Paul, come on in.
Oh, sure thing, Mr. Martin. I was a... My, what a beautiful girl.
Oh, you just imagine I'm beautiful.
I imagine nothing. I just read what's on the paper.
Look, Paul, I want you should learn this dumb babe everything you know about manners.
Listen to who's talking. He drinks milk through a straw.
Oh, but lots of people drink milk through a straw.
A straw hat?
Well, I had enough of this, Paul. You educate this dame, and I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Well, Billy, Billy. Now, that's a funny name for a girl. What's your real name?
You won't laugh?
No. What was your name?
Harriet S. Truman.
Harriet S. Truman?
Yeah, I was named after my Uncle Harry.
Well, you certainly must be proud of your uncle.
What proud? We haven't heard from him in years.
Well, you know he's president, don't you?
Yeah. How do you like that? Just couldn't make a go of that haberdashery.
All right. Now, let's start with your education. Where should we begin?
Begin where all the boys begin, trying to get me loaded.
Never mind that. Now, tell me, don't you have any interest in books, music, or art?
Oh, yes, I love art.
Which art?
Art Linkletter.
Oh, I see. Your interest is in men. All right. How about a kiss?
You make just one pass at me, Buster, and I'll slap myself.
You'll slap yourself.
I'd slap you, but why should I louse up the afternoon?
Come on now. Look out that window. See those two little birds out on that branch with their heads close together? That's what we should be doing.
Don't be silly. That little branch couldn't hold us.
Hey, get off my lap. Here comes Brock.
All right, you two. Before we go any farther, I want to make one thing clear.
What's that?
I haven't had a line in 3 pages.
You haven't?
Yeah.
Don't be mad, Brock.
Ah, shut up, Billy. Now, what were you doing on Paul's lap?
Brock, we might as well face it. I'm in love with Billy.
Please, boy, get... Please, boys. Boys, don't fight over me. I will choose between you.
Okay, go ahead, Billy.
Well, first there's you, Paul. You may not have a penny in your pocket. You may be poor and downtrodden, but you can hold your head up high.
Yes?
Then there's you, Brock. You've robbed and cheated all your life. And all you have to show for it is a few million dollars, but Paul can hold his head up high. So I'm with you. Who wants a guy with a high head?
Now a voice well known to millions, with a report that by tomorrow will be on the lips of smokers everywhere.
Listen to this. It's something every cigarette smoker in America ought to know. Chesterfield has the newest, most modern research laboratories and factories staffed by experts. Outside independent consultants include many eminent scientists from leading universities. Chesterfield uses only the ingredients proved by scientific tests to produce a soothing, relaxing smoke. Chesterfield uses tobaccos pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities, and kept tasty and fresh by the addition of the best moistening agent for cigarettes. Tested and approved by our laboratories and consultants and found to be chemically pure and harmless. Chesterfield has, for your smoking pleasure and protection, every advantage known to modern science.
As a kid, I was sure I knew more than Mom and Pop, and when they insisted on something that was for my own good, I would put up a fight. Well, Mom finally discovered how to stop that. She knew my weakness for songs, and she found one song that made me give up. Just when my nose were most violent, she'd put this record on, and I couldn't help singing.
We played a game of stay away, but it costs more than I can pay. Without you, I can't make my way. I surrendered it. I may seem proud, I may act gay. It's just a pose. I'm not that way. 'Cause deep down in my heart I'll say, I surrendered it. Little mean things we would do must have been part of the game. Land and spies to the room. But I don't care who's to blame. When stars appear and shadows fall, why then you'll hear my poor heart call to you, my life, my love, my all. I surrendered it. the stars appear and shadows fall, why then you'll hear my poor heart call to you, my life, my love, my all. I surrender, dear.
Dean, I think you're the best singer in the whole world.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you very much.
Dean, you're supposed to say something now.
I did. I said thank you.
Over here, Dean, in the middle of the page.
Oh, yeah. And I think you're the best comedian in the world.
You said that like the world was ending.
Fellas, is this a private fight or can anybody get in?
Hey, Bill, I meant to ask you something before. You made a picture called Submarine Command, which is about submarines, and you play a tall, handsome officer. We made a picture called Sailor Beware, which is also about submarines, and I play a skinny, judgy sailor, so I'll come.
Well, Jeff, Bill Holden is tall and handsome, so they cast him as a tall, handsome officer.
Oh, I get it. And they cast me as a skinny, judgy sailor, because I'm skinny and judgy.
Ah, come on, Jeff, don't feel that way. Someday they'll cast you as a tall, handsome hero.
Oh, sure. And someday they'll cast Marjorie Maine as Cleopatra.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care. Somebody thinks I'm tall and handsome.
Hmm.
Me.
Boys, it's been great fun. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you, Bill. You're a welcome guest anytime you want to join us again.
Yeah, Bill, you're all right in my book.
Yeah, good night.
Good night, Dean and Jerry.
Good night,
good
Bill.
Night, everybody.
Thank you, William.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't mind our getting serious for just a moment, we'd like to give our heartfelt thanks to all of you who have sent contributions to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And for those of you who haven't contributed as yet, please give this wonderful charity a little thought. In this age of miracles, it is a horrible thing to think that there is still a disease that is incurable. Somewhere, there must be a cure for muscular dystrophy, and your contributions will help our wonderful scientists to find it. Please mail your contributions to MDA, New York 8, New York. That's MDA, Muscular Dystrophy Association's New York 8, New York. Thank you.
So until next week, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis reminding you that we appear on radio through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions, producers of our latest picture, Sailor Beware.
Good night,
night everybody.
Everybody.
From Hollywood, you have just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear, produced and directed by Dick Mack, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile. Brought to you by Anison for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia, by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor, by Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too, and by Chesterfield. Sound off for Chesterfield. Get the cigarette that's much milder, with the added protection of no unpleasant aftertaste. William Holden is currently being seen in the Paramount picture, Submarine Command.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.